It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. Today is the birthday of famed American country and western music legend Merle Travis, born 100 years ago today at Rosewood in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. Merle Travis had an unequal blend of talents as an innovative guitarist, songwriter, vocalist, guitar designer, and author. His influence on several generations of performers, including Chet Atkins, is beyond question. He grew up in the heart of western Kentucky coal country, and at age 12, he became obsessed with learning Muhlenberg County's unique guitar finger-picking style, which involved picking syncopated accompaniment on the bass strings with the right thumb while simultaneously playing lead on the treble strings with the index finger. To learn their style, Merle followed coal miners as they played at local parties and dances. After graduating from high school and serving in the federally sponsored Civilian Conservation Corps program in 1936, Travis moved to Evansville, Indiana, where he worked with two local bands. In 1937, fiddler Clayton McMicken hired Travis as one of his Georgia Wildcats. Soon, Travis joined the Drifting Pioneers, a Chicago-area gospel quartet that moved to WLW Radio in Cincinnati, joining the station's Boone County Jamboree when it began in 1938. Travis remained at WLW after the group dissolved and worked with the Delmore Brothers and Grandpa Jones. In 1943, Sid Nathan recorded Travis and Jones as the Shepherd Brothers, the first artists for his Cincinnati-based King Records. Travis moved to California in March 1944 and played radio shows and recording sessions. He also recorded solo material under his own name and pseudonyms for various small labels. He had a string of song successes, including 1947's So Round, So Firm, So Fully Packed, and Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette, which became a hit for Tex Williams and the first million seller for Capitol Records. Appreciating the sound of solid-body electric steel guitars, Travis designed an electric Spanish solid-body guitar himself. Now in the collection of the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, that instrument may have inspired Travis's friend Leo Fender to design what was to become the legendary Fender Telecaster electric guitar. After a brief stay in Richmond, Virginia in 1949, Travis spent the 1950s in and around California, appearing on local TV as well as recording and touring. He landed a cameo role as a guitar-picking soldier in the classic 1953 World War II film From Here to Eternity, a picture that starred Montgomery Clift, Burt Lancaster, Frank Sinatra, and Deborah Carr, and he sang Re-enlistment Blues, which was used as the movie's leitmotif. Then in 1955, Tennessee Ernie Ford's recording of an imaginative coal mining tune Travis had written in 1946, 16 Tons, became a multi-million bestseller. Travis had recorded the song using acoustic guitar along with two other folk-flavored originals and a few traditional songs on the 78 RPM album Folk Songs of the Hills, which had drawn little attention at the time. With Ford, 16 Tons became an American standard and renewed interest in Travis himself. On October 19, 1983, he suffered a massive coronary attack and died in an Oklahoma hospital the next morning. His ashes were later interred in Ebenezer, Kentucky, under the Merle Travis Monument, which had been dedicated in 1956 to honor him and his success with his number one tune. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 29th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.